Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil karim amma ba'd. We're discussing ayat number 11 of Surah An-Nur. The incident of ifk that had taken place with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. We discussed the first aspect or the first part of the incident with regards to Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha being left alone. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had continued with the journey, not knowing that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was in her litter, and that resulted in Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha remaining alone, but she stayed where she was. Hazrat Safwan bin Mu'attal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was given the duty and responsibility to remain behind the caravan, he came, he had lowered his camel, placed Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha on it, and then he continued the journey till they reached Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This created a scandal that had begun, and the root cause of it was the Ra'isul Munafiqeen, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, who was an arch enemy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who had never allowed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam any form of rest. He found every opportunity to hurt and harm Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he began the scandal to say that Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha wa na'udhu billah had an illicit relationship with Hazrat Safwan bin Mu'attal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now they come to Medina Munawwara. And on entering Medina Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had known of the incident. Many of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had heard about it. But Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha herself had not known anything. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha comes home and she notices that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's attitude towards her had somewhat changed. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come home, he would inquire about the health of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not discuss much, but he would leave. And this impacted on the health of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she began to become sick. And some time passed, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had absolutely no clue what was in the mind of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was happening outside, and hence Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha remained at home. It was on one occasion that when Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was going out to relieve herself, one woman that had taken Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha because of her ill health, she took Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha to relieve herself, and on the return that woman falls and gets her leg gets entangled with her sheet, and when she falls then she curses her son, one of those who were involved amongst the Muslims, sincere Muslims, that had been responsible also for spreading this rumor. It was on that occasion that Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said to this woman that your son is a very sincere person, he is a good person. How is it that you curse her? And to curse the son is not within our Shariat. It is not something that is recommended or liked by Allah. It is something that is disliked. It was at that time that she began to give Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha an account of what had happened. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha herself says that this impacted upon me to such an extent that now my illness had doubled. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha comes home after relieving herself, and then she waits for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she seeks permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go to her parents' home. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives her the permission. Obviously her reason was not to leave the marital home. Her reason was to go to her parents, to consult with them, to make mashura with them, to ask them their views and the way forward. When Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha reaches her home, she speaks to her mother, and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha inquires from her whether she had heard about this. So the mother begins to console Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha by saying that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you this great honor, because Allah has granted you this honor of being the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Obviously, your knowledge and all that that goes with it attracts a lot of jealousy, and it is because of jealousy that people will say and do such things. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha herself says that she was not very consoled with that. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha goes that night to sleep, and by her own admission says that she had not slept the entire night. Her concern and her fikr was this, that what is going to be the outcome of this. We can understand the emotional condition of Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that the next day, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes to her. At that point, before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes to her, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam inquired from two very close persons. One was Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the other was Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, about their advices with regards to this entire incident. Sayyidina Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very clear in saying that he would not have any suspicious doubts with regards to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She is a person of integrity, she is a person of standing, a person of piety and taqwa, and such an incident could have never taken place. On the other hand, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu tries to lighten up the discussion, and he says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah has not placed any restrictions upon you. You have the choice of any woman that you decide to take. So there is no matter of any grief over here. And in trying to lift up the spirits of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and from here we can understand also that this had an impact also on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu gives Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam advice that go to Hazrat Barira, the slave in the house of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and ask her views with regards to this entire matter, then you will understand better. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes to her and inquires about Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha's well-being, or how, or what her view with regards to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was, Hazrat Barira responds and she says there's absolutely nothing wrong with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She is such a simple person that when she makes the dough for the roti, sometimes she leaves it out and even she goes to sleep and the goats will eat it up. So that is the simplicity of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. It can never happen that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha will be involved in such an issue. So that is on the one hand, Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, and on the other hand, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha in the home of her parents, inshallah, will continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.